My friend's blog the other day, topic came up about his trip to Buffalo Wild Wings in KC. Him and three other people went there. They thought that their drinks and food came out slow, too slow. So, on their $50 tab, they tipped $1. Now, I give Chris credit. He tried his best to argue his way into, you know, giving her more cash. The waitress was pregnant on top of it. If you want to take that into the argument, or do you not take that into the argument? Would you?
Just because she's pregnant?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's pregnant, so do you cut her some slack in trying to deliver stuff? I mean, like, I don't know how far along she is, but obviously she's far enough along that they could tell she was pregnant. Now, what do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975. A 2% tip is what that ends up being for bad service. I think that's a little bit much. As in, a little bit too low. I would go probably, I'd still say 10% is probably the minimum I do. Unless, like, my food has, like, a visible loogie in it or something. You know, where it's just ridiculous what happened. But if it's just for slow and bad service, I mean, come on. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
That girl needs to work as a waitress for, like, maybe 2 weeks, and then she'll realize how hectic it is. I'm sure since it was Buffalo Wild Wings, it was a little busy.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she's been a waitress before or not, so I'm not sure about that part of the argument.
Well, she really needs to come and work as a waitress for a couple of weeks, and then she'll figure out how hectic it is and how, you know, mistakes can be made, and that it's, most of the time, it's not the waitress's fault. But yeah, I know there are some crappy waitresses, but you still need to take into consideration they're trying to make a living.
Right, and yeah, if the service is slow, it's like if you go up to a bar and you're buying drinks from the bartender and you're tipping the bartender, well, then there's two bartenders and there's tons of people that weren't expected there. You still kind of need to give them some cash there just because they're busy and it didn't come to you really quick. But what is a good tip to say, like, hey, you know, like, you still deserve some cash, you know, but that service could have been a little bit better. What percentage are we talking about?
What percentage? Probably you would stick around maybe like 10%.
10%, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like the average, like, I make on tickets sometimes are like 15% to 20% to 25%.
Right.
Depending on who comes in. And then, you know, when the GIs come in, I get, like, 50% tips. But, you know.
Good tippers,
like,
yeah.
What?
Good. Yeah, they're good tippers.
Yeah, they are. But I usually, like, maybe if you, like, 10%. Like, I've had these people want to make a statement and leave me, like, 50 cents.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, you know, sorry that your well-done sirloin took a while, but, hey, you know, do you want to eat some blood with that well-done sirloin? So.
Yeah.
I mean, just some people are just really ridiculous, and they just go out to eat and try to find the cheapest way out of it, and that is always screwing the waitress over, and that's just...
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Hey there, what do you think about the bad tip?
I used to work in a restaurant, so the lowest tip we ever got was a penny, and as far as I'm concerned about the pregnant waitress, regardless, I understand she's pregnant and everything, but if someone else is bringing all your food and you're getting really crappy service, in my opinion, you should be able to give them a bad tip because you're not grading on whether in their personal life, whether they're pregnant or not.
Right. Well, how low can you go, though?
Me in that situation, I'm kind of generous, so I probably would have given at least probably a 5. But
at least 5%?
At least 5.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey there, what do you think about the bad tip?
Man, I totally agree with that bad tip. I don't care if the waitress, she's pregnant, has her other kid strapped to her back. If the service is bad, the tip is going to be bad. I mean, it seems like more and more we live in a world where people think they should be rewarded for doing crappy. It's like, oh man, you did something bad. Here, you get a gold star. No, that's not how it should be.
But 2% on like a $50... on a $50 bill, is that too low to make your point or not?
No, I think if you want to tip them a dollar for them having bad service, I mean, especially if other waiters and waitresses had to bring stuff over, because I've had that happen to me before, where you have three different waiters or waitresses.
But they're dividing those tips, probably. I mean, they probably all help each other out, you know?
Nah, I mean, right. if she's doing a bad job, she needs to know.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Either, what do you think about the bad tip?
Well, I think that you would be doing her a disservice to give her any more money, because she walks into that job every single day knowing that she needs to make her rent, and if she does a bad job, she doesn't deserve a big tip. That's her choice.
But, I mean, like, we're talking a dollar on a $50 ticket. Is that appropriate to say I get bad service, or is that too little, or what?
She's absolutely lucky she got a dollar, because she knew it was a $50 tip. $50 tab. She knew that she could make some good money on that, and she chose not to.
All right, well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.